One of the things I've realized here in the United States is that people are willing to pay any amount of money to see that they look good. And that is not something you get everywhere. Like here, in Uganda, ogenda wali ku saloon no bagamba munsibezi nevi ne bagamba lete mitwalo kumi. That is little money. But here, you're going to see ngomuntu omugambye, give me $200, give me $300. Nazitwala nazikuwa. So how many people's hair are you going to do in a week? Do you get what I'm talking about? So jino jemirimu fejebanyo mewaka, but you never know where your child's future is headed.
Mujevale. My name is Barney Kibuka, and welcome to another episode of the Ugandan Ball Talk Show. Joslyn, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you once again.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you again. For the listeners, Joslyn was on the podcast before, I think back in season one or two. She was here talking about her life and all that. We might talk a little bit about it for those of you who didn't listen to the podcast, but I encourage you to go back and listen to it because she had a lot of wisdom she shared on that. But Joslyn, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really awesome. God has been good.
I know. Someone can even tell. For those of you who are listening on Spotify and Apple, you may not see Joslyn's face, but you can definitely tell that God has been good because she's happy and smiling. So how has life been ever since you were on the podcast a while back? So how was your life? Everything new? Anything changed?
Wow. From that, I think a lot has changed.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think, but a lot has changed. Mm-hmm. My life has taken a very great turn.
Yeah.
Remember when I was on the podcast, that was when I was in Michigan, right?
Yep.
But I've tried my level best to be placed somewhere, to settle somewhere. So I was trying to see which state fits me well. So I've been moving here, there, then I think a lot has changed.
It's been good. Somebody's on the podcast here telling you I've been deciding to choose what state to go to. Like she has multiple. She has Boston, she has Michigan, she has California. Where should I go? That is God right there. So how is Cali? How do you like it?
I love it here.
Yeah.
I hate the cold. I really do hate the cold. So being here in winter season, today is Christmas Eve, right?
Yep. Today is Christmas.
And there is the sun. How beautiful is that? So I think I love it here. I do love it here so much. The people, the weather, everything.
Yeah, I lived in California for I think 2 weeks. That's when I first came to the United States. But it's really beautiful, and I like it there. The other thing I want to just apologize to you is the time difference. Like for those of you who are in Uganda, they might not even know these things of time differences. Somebody like my family just calls me whenever they can pick up a phone call.
I know.
But I want to apologize to you. Like even us who are in the United States, we still have time zones, and to record this podcast, like at my place it's 12 and yours is in the morning. So I felt bad waking you up early in the morning to record a podcast.
And I was trying to find a very beautiful excuse to give you as to why I'm 1 hour late.
Okay.
But I tried to brush that off, but talk about that. I woke up. What time are we supposed to have this interview? At 8, right?
Yeah, 8.
I woke up at 8:30. So crazy. So I had to prepare myself in 20 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I kind of felt sorry about it. I was open because today is Christmas Eve. I didn't definitely go to work. So I was home the whole day. So I knew anytime you can wake up, we can do it. But I had scheduled another recording earlier, but the guy didn't turn out. So I was like, I have all day and this is the only recording I have to record today. So like I started a little bit the recap of your last episode when I had you here. But before I do the recap of the episode, I want to thank you for bringing Pastor Wilson Bugembe on the podcast. Let's talk about that for a minute, because I remember somebody had...
It was the toughest thing to do, by the way.
Yeah. Perfect. When I hosted you on the podcast and I was asking you the question, who should we host? And you kind of... You gave me somebody else, but then I wanted Pastor Wilson Brigade because I knew you two, you had a connection to him, and you're like, Bunny, I don't know, but I'll try. And not stopping from that, like people didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, but you trying to trace him down on his busy schedule and, hey, can we do it this day? Can you do it that day? But finally, we were able to get that done. And for all of you who enjoyed Pastor Wilson Bugembe on the podcast, it was this lady right here that made it happen. So I want to thank you.
Oh my God.
For that. That was great. So now I can go ahead and do your recap of the last episode. So when I hosted you on the episode, we basically talked about your life. Most of the people who want to know where you're from and everything.
My background.
You talked about that, your background. And we also talked about your organization, which I'm also going to redo this, not redo, but we're going to touch base on that because I've seen some of the works. Yeah, Shiro's. So we talked about Shiro's. So we kind of gave an introduction of what Shiro's is and what they're for. But I've also noticed that recently you had started like picking up and doing a lot of work. So what's going on with Shiro's right now?
A lot, I should say. It's like we're starting all over again because Shiro's has been failing. It has failed like thrice. I brought it up the first time in 2019 and it fell flat. So I was so discouraged to bring it back up. And then the second time, and then the third time. So this time, it's like we are starting from scratch again.
Okay.
And there is a lot going on right from the team. I selected people to be on the team, 5 people. So we are doing everything from the ground up. And we are having mentorship programs for the people on the team so that they can know what to do. I feel like they should be taught what to do as leaders. Mm-hmm. And we are preparing for some projects in 2022. We have like 3 projects that are going to go on. So we are working on that and getting ready for the next year.
Yeah. For the listeners that are kind of just jumping into this episode, like they don't know what Shiro's is. Is Shiro's a person? Well, it's kind of food. Would you want to just give them just a hint what Shiro's is, just not in depth, because that will make them not want to go back to listen to the older episode, but just give them just a small.
Just a small. So Shiro's is a sister support group that we have 4 core values: Christianity, culture, beauty, and intelligence. So it's mostly for the girl in church. We are trying to make sure that these girls that are in church are not just any type of girl. We are trying to make sure that they have all these 4 pillars in them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just that. And if you want to know more about that, go listen to her episodes, because she spent a lot of time like explaining what it was and what it is, which I'm sure she doesn't want to do again. But so I've noticed like you started a YouTube channel too. Like you've been doing a lot of work on that. Do you want to talk about that and tell our listeners what you're up to and your YouTube channel?
With my YouTube channel, I've started something called Lady Empowerment Talks with Justin Luzige. And these are short videos, like at most 6 minutes. And I'm talking to the ladies, empowering them, giving them a little, some little tips mm-hmm. on how to go on with life. Yeah. We get yeah. some tips and talk about them.
That is good that you do that. And I'm one of the people, I'm not a lady, but I listen. I know this is 2021 where anybody can be whatever they want to be. But I tune in and just listen to the encouragement, like, because some of the encouragement you send out to these girls is also useful to everybody, you know? Like, it's yeah. just like some of the girls might need it more than anybody. But, like, if you tune in and yeah. just listen, it may be helpful to you too. And that's one of the reasons, like, I didn't really know you personally, and I spoke about this in the first episode we did, how we got connected, but yeah. knowing you now, it's crazy that a lot of people are meeting right now in my life through the podcast, through different lives. They know Jocelyn, like, they know Jocelyn. You meet somebody, it's like, oh yeah, Jocelyn, I watched the episode of Jocelyn. Like, you've impacted a lot of kids' lives, a lot of other girls' lives. And some of the few names I can mention, like one girl, Comfort, I didn't know her, she didn't know me, but I think somehow she connected with me, and she's part of the committee on Shiro's, I
yeah.
think.
Yes, she is.
And my last episode I just had with Jen Mokisa, she also talked about you actually in her episode, how she was working with you on a challenge of body shaming, which you talked about the last time you were here. So how does it feel to be like a lot of these people are talking about your impact in their lives?
It feels really amazing. And to me, I don't attribute that to it's not self-made. I attribute it to the grace of God, because that has always been one of my prayers. I have a prayer that I always pray whenever I get on my knees. I tell God that please make me a mother of nations. I want to be able to impact the young generation of ladies in a very beautiful way that leads them to Christ. So to see that it is actually coming to pass slowly by slowly, like God is putting all those prayers, those little prayers together, and it's mm-hmm. just making a very beautiful piece. Yeah, so it's just the grace of God, and it feels so beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's one of my dreams too, like to just impact other people's lives and people to be, but wherever, even when you're not, like those conversations I had with those two girls I've just talked about, you were not there, but they will be in that position to say, hey, Jocelyn helped this, and Jocelyn has helped me to do that. So like, that's a goal, to have those kind of people that will speak your name positively, even in your absence, for the impact you've done, like in their lives. So that's really important. And that's a goal. Like, that's a goal, like somebody, everybody should at least achieve to do. And to just have, look forward to, just have at least one person out there that say, hey, this person has really helped me, and I can testify for that.
Right.
So we talked about Shiro's and most of the information of Shiro's, and the reason why you studied Shiro's, you talked about this in the episode, the older episode, but so you went to the girl child area to just kind of, girl child is like to, the girls, like it's self-explanatory.
Yeah,
but,
the girl.
Yeah, it's basically to empower the girls in Uganda. One of the questions I was thinking about when I was preparing this recording was, like, I was asking myself a question, like, how are the girls viewed in Uganda? Like, how do people view girls in Uganda? Like, it depends, like in different, so, like, uh-huh.
Yeah, what you're almost saying, like, every country views their people in a different kind of way. So I've realized that the way girls are viewed here is not the same way they are viewed in Uganda. But for Uganda, I think there is still, there are those areas that girls are given that power. They are looked at as something in society. But then there are still those areas whereby girls are still looked at as inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by inferior, I wouldn't, just to put this right, there are some places where, yes, a girl is supposed to be, someone is supposed to be superior, and mm-hmm. she's supposed to be inferior. It's even biblical. Now, talk about the marriage sector. We are supposed to be submissive. That is biblical. But there are those areas, talk of education, talk of leadership, talk of business, all those areas, there are most places in Uganda, girls are still looked at as inferior. They are not given that space and the platforms to be able to outdo themselves, should I say that, to put their energy out there.
Yeah, that's crazy that you explained that, because even when I was growing up, I was hearing stories from other people, other families, and they'd be like, no, I can't let my wife have more money than I do, you know? Like, I can't let my wife, like, even if she got a really good job that's going to make a lot of money, the husband will kind of come in the way, it's like, no.
Stop first.
Yeah, I can't let her have more money than I do, which... It's different actually here in America, you know, like.
Yeah, that's really different. You find that actually in most families, it's the ladies that are making more money.
Mm-hmm.
But in Uganda, you find a man telling you what you just said, that they can't let their wife have more money than them. But I think there has to be a line between money and respect.
Right.
Just because I have money doesn't mean I'm not going to respect you. You get what I'm saying?
That's one of their fears.
Yeah. They have that fear that once a lady has more money than you do, she's obviously going to feel above, feel like she's the head of the home. But I don't really think so. I think it's all about the upbringing.
Yeah. That's so... Like now with Shiro's, like when you get these girls together, how do you address that to them? Like what's the word you tell these girls in that, like on that topic, like if they're in the situation?
I would tell them to go back to the Bible. I would just ask them to go back to the Bible and to know that this is what God says. However much you have made all that money, you need to be submissive, because that is what the Bible tells us.
Right.
However, being submissive in what circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
There is being submissive to someone that is worth being submissive for.
That's right.
And then there are men who are actually not worth being submissive for. The narcissists, the men that are violent, the men that are unrespectful, disrespectful, the men that are, you know, all those types of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, if your partner, I would tell them, if your partner doesn't want you to work just because you're going to be getting more money, just make sure you put it out there to them and you show them that this money is different from their respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Like if your partner, like somebody, it's like the love you give is the love you should get, like kind of something like that. Like both of you are supposed to respect each other. Like it's not like even when the Bible says submit, it's not like you're going to settle for all the domestic violence, for all
under what circumstances.
Right.
There is a certain, it was a class online that I was in, and the lady told us that God created men with a very, very huge urge to feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
And then God created the women with a very huge urge to feel loved, right?
Yeah.
But in love, it is the man to give first and not the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman has to love the lady, and the lady will obviously reciprocate that love mm-hmm. with all the respect that he needs. So it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Respect, love, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's much more like an achinewacho.
Right.
But anyway, so like we've talked about like marriage or husband and the wife. Like, how about situations with like family, you know? Because I've heard of stories where the family themselves, like the parents, are looking at their daughter and they're like, this girl, like she's not performing well in school. Like, she's not. They're not seeing anything productive coming out of there. And you know, the African's first idea is like, let's prepare a marriage for her. Like, situations like that, I'm sure they're tough. So like,
and they still exist. I've had like two cases of girls running to me with such an incident whereby they are going to be married off in this COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It is so sad. But you want me to say what I'd advise?
Yeah, well, like what would you advise? Like, you said you had two girls come to you with such uh-huh. stories. Like, how would you help like such a girl? Like, I know it might be like a tough kind of.
That is really tough for me to help the girl, but to help the girl, you need to paint a certain picture for the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because this girl is not under her own supervision. Someone is obviously taking care of her, and someone who is the parent in the picture is directly in charge of this girl. So if this, like those two girls that came to me,
mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do. You have nothing to do when someone's parent says, now this is it, you're going to get married. But what you do, for one of them, I managed to get in touch with the guardian, who was the auntie, the senga in Uganda, Tubaitaba senga.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can do is to paint a picture for this auntie and tell her, now this is what will come out in the end if you don't actually marry off this young girl. Because, I mean, there is a lot life has to offer. You just look at what this girl can actually do better.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very good. She had a very, very good voice. So she was good at singing. And I told this lady, you know, this girl has a very beautiful voice. God has blessed her with a very beautiful voice. So I think if you focused on her strengths other than her weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that she can actually be something very good in the future.
Yeah.
So I think the problem actually comes from parents looking at the weaknesses more than the strengths.
That's a very good point that you've made right there. Yeah. And I think most of the African parents are like that. Like, they look at the weakness and they forgot what you can do better. Like, yeah, because they're
focused on something else. They're focused on omwana wagundi lawyer, omwana
wagundi engineer. That's what I was going to tell you.
But we're all different.
Yeah, they look at competition of like their friends and it's like, oh, that kid is now like a lawyer. He's now a doctor. Mm-hmm. My son has to be a doctor. But mm-hmm. like you say, the kids are all different. And that's a problem in Africa. They look at, and they also look at like technical or vocation programs as a failure. You know, like some people still.
Right.
But it's not like that. Like, I've been talking to some of my
friends. But the world is taking a turn, you know.
Yeah. I've been talking to some of my friends, like, do you know, if you ever sit down and think, like, the plumbers in America, they make a lot of money.
Wow.
Try to get somebody to your house to fix, like, the heat or the...
We had an issue with the sink, and this guy came for just, is it 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And it's $100.
Uh-huh.
In just those minutes. I mean, people are working for that money in hours.
Exactly.
And he just came in and he took all that money just because of a small technical problem. Is it even technical?
Yeah. I mean, like they could make an argument that that's not the same case in Uganda, but you never know what's going to happen to a kid's future. Like, I didn't know I was going to be in the States. Okay?
So same here.
So, like, if my parents trained me to be a plumber, you come to the U.S. with your skills, you're going to learn.
That teaching, for example, eh? Waliwo abantu abave Uganda. In Uganda, they were very good at doing people's hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were very good at doing people's hair, very good at doing people's makeup, very good. Kale kwa biya bintu abili hands-on. One of the things I've realized here in the United States is that people are willing to pay any amount of money to see that they look good.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not something you get everywhere.
Yeah.
Like here in Uganda, genda wali kusaluni no bagamba ponsebezi nevi ne bagamba lete mitwalo kumi. That is little money.
Mm-hmm.
But here you're going to see ngomuntu omugambie, give me $200, give me $300. Nazitwala nazikuwa.
Yeah.
So how many people's hair are you going to do in a week?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So jino jemirimu fejebanyo mewaka.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know where your child's future is headed. Yeah. You never know where it is, where their destiny.
Yeah, I wish like people who listen to this podcast, and actually I didn't even plan to have this kind of topic, but it just came through what we're talking about, which is really good that people don't. And the first thing I thought about when I was coming to the US, you know, when I came here, I think the most expensive Guarimutwalo Gumu, like in Uganda.
In Uganda.
But I came to the US, so Msajanga and Saba $30. Then still some camera.
No, still some no gamba.
More calculator. You know, man, this guy makes how much money he makes. Like, it's all about, like, even for the female, like, they make like 200 Ngabo Gambio. But, like, those are some of the things between you and my but learning that skill. It's just adding to you. Nibobanga, you don't have that opportunity at that moment. And this is a message I want to send to all the parents that are listening. Like, when you teach your kids these skills, you never know what's going to happen in their lives. And something, it's going to use that skill to to change their lives. So
you never know when it's going to come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm actually an example. Kuba, in 2019, when I was on vacation in Massachusetts, my senior six,
uh-huh.
I went to the salon. I wanted them to do my hair because I was used, like in Uganda, when you want to do your hair, go to the salon, pay them. So when I went to this salon and I told them the style of hair I wanted, they told me they were going to charge me $250. I'm like, wait a minute. This is almost 1 million. Like, o manife wa kugamba sento so kanos to some nozuze wafe. Miamba kanoka kade kamungenda kate kamumvi. Nanda was the chija. So I go home, nembia kola mwa omotwe and it actually looked good.
Yeah.
So I started doing my own hair and I changed my own hair and I somehow became perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So recently I was here. I wasn't like doing anything. I wasn't at work. I hadn't yet found the job like to do. And I found that people really wanted to do their hair so bad. And somewhere, somehow, I'm like, I can actually do hair. And I was doing their hair and they were looking good and I was getting paid.
Yeah.
From home. Like someone says they want to do their hair and I'm like, come to my place. And they come to my place with their own hair.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that they need me to use, I just do their hair and they go.
Yeah.
And I'm making the money. And so I think skills is, you know, ojifuna, ne wabato manyenti, ngenda jiko zesa wano. One day, one time, it definitely comes in.
Yeah.
And
that's, I'm glad you shared a little bit about that. Because nangechachinchichimu, when I was in Uganda, before I came to the US, I worked at a parking lot. And these people would bring their cars for parking. It's like we clean their cars. So I come to the US and I realized people call it detail cleaning. You bring your car and You know how much money somebody pays for diesel cleaning for their car? For like $200 to diesel clean your car. It was choose to somebody or put a card deco camumo sour and go video or sort. And so I'm glad we actually talked about this topic today. We talked about some of the things I already had down on my paper. We covered all that. So what's the goal for Shiro's for 2022?
We want to make it wider, to spread it to different girls in different communities. So, and to attract girls to church, because mainly our biggest among the core values is Christianity. So twagala kulabanga we attract a great number of girls to Christ, because in Christ it's where they are going to get other things that they really do feel like they need. Like, my life is based on Christ, so I feel like if I share that beauty of a life in Christ with other girls, it will help them to get to where I am and even more higher than what I am. So I feel like that is our biggest goal.
So that's a good thing to have in like an organization or a group like that, to teach these girls some of these basic skills that they can even use wherever they are to get some money.
Right.
So yeah, we're coming close to this episode, and so I'm gonna, you know, I won't ask you these questions because I already asked you, unless they change. Like, what are some of like your life lessons?
My life lessons is that, like, right now, I would say expect the unexpected.
Okay.
Your life could make the biggest turn in so short a time. Because right now, when I look back to the last time I was on this podcast, everything that I have today and everything that I've achieved, how my life has turned around in just months, it's so hilarious and amazing. I never expected that. There's some things I have today that were my goals for 2023.
Okay.
So I would say expect the unexpected if you keep on praying to God.
Yeah, emphasizing the praying. You made me laugh when you said right now, because then I remembered Pastor Wilson Mugembe when he was on the podcast and I asked him that question. He was like, huh, you know, they change with time. So right now.
Right. That's true.
So I just remembered what he exactly said. So I know you are in works to get us. No, we already connected with Pastor Justin. So is there anybody else that you'd want to see on this podcast that you can help us get?
Let me see. I think I want too many people on this podcast. Very many of them. But we'll see. We'll see.
And you know, one of the things I've learned while doing this podcast is,
yeah,
at one point I was like, you know, I should get the famous people. I should get, which is cool, because I want those famous people to share their stories with the listeners and to other people to listen. But also I was like, you know what? Just go with anybody that's available, because if the person admits, if the person wants to be on the podcast, they have a reason why they want to be on that podcast, and they have a story to share. That story is going to impact somebody else's life. So at this point, I'm just going with anybody that I can sit down here with and just have a conversation. Mm-hmm. They speak their lives out, or I ask them questions, and you never know, it's going to help somebody. But anybody, whether celebrities, whether not celebrities, so whoever you've come across and they want to talk, anybody who wants
quite to talk. Quite a number of those. I'll be sending them your way.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you for coming back on the podcast. You are now a friend of the show. I know you've already been a friend of the show. So we appreciate the work that you do for us, everything that you do to help us to keep going, the motivation.
My pleasure.
So yeah, thank you. And I know we're going to have you again another time. So
yeah. And there'll be too many things to say then.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Enjoy the sunshine and say hi to everybody.
Hey there. I am Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching my video and don't forget to hit subscribe and share with a friend. Tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time for a new episode of my podcast. And for more information about this podcast, follow me on my Instagram page, talk_show_256.